Hello.
Hiya, is that Laura?
Hi, speaking.
Hiya. Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
Yes, it's the 1/11/1994, and it is EH331FE.
Perfect, thank you. We received a missed call from you, so just giving you a quick call
Yeah,
back.
no worries. What it is, I'm not entirely sure if this may be more beneficial over an email. But see, after I had given like an official statement to Francesca,
Yeah.
I realised there was like, I don't know if I've actually told Francesca this, but there was like a gap where I was put into foster care for like less than a year, and then I was brought out of foster care and placed back with my mum. And during that time, right, like social work like abandoned me in the sense of like they weren't gaining access to my mum's property and all that, and we were being heavily neglected, and I was actually sexually assaulted by my uncle. And I don't know if I've put that as part of the claim, because that would have been within that time frame of the redress scheme.
Yeah, so regarding that, so with the initial statement, so that's just the outline that we give to redress to get
Ah,
your
right, okay, so
application,
I
yeah?
can add to that when
Yeah,
I give the
yeah.
official statement.
Yeah, so when one
Ah,
of my,
perfect.
yeah, no, so one of my colleagues will be in touch to book in the witness statement with yourself,
Right,
and
okay.
then during that time then is when you can, it'll be
Let
the full
us
run of
take it.
everything.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
That's amazing. It's just
that's
because I received
perfect.
that email this morning and I panicked and I thought, oh, can I actually give them more
Yeah,
after having
yeah.
time to kind of sit on it and stuff? I know obviously once the official statement comes through, then that's a bit different, but I just wondered if like I was able to kind of give you more information about other stuff, because I've been in contact with family who's obviously been there through the journey of foster care and stuff and aware of some of the
Yeah.
abuse that had taken place. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's what I'd recommend, so what some clients find useful as well. So before from now until the witness statement, if there's anything that you can recall or anything that just springs to mind, if you just make a note of it to save you then having to think about it all at once during the witness statement. And then anything that you'd want to add, just make a little note of. So when it comes to that day then you
Yeah.
can know then what to
To
but yeah,
say
no,
and stuff.
definitely, yeah, you can definitely add more to that. That's okay, you don't need to worry about that.
That's great. Thanks very
Thank
much
you
for that,
for letting me
honey. You
know.
have a lovely day.
It's okay. And you, take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.